We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Events are going to take place down the road because of the decisions that we make today. And yet a heart that is filled with pride, they don't care about who they hurt. They don't care about the consequences down the road. They are only caring about themselves. Listen, distant things don't.
Last week, Pastor Burns was sharing with us a wonderful timeless truth from the Word of God. Our time ran out, so we're going to jump in where we left off. Grab your Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's learn from the Word of God this morning. Pastor, take it away.
Now, the Bible gives us a sobering commentary of how Babylon got to this place. The Bible says that they had become a perverted people in their pursuit. And really, three simple points are found in this passage of scripture between verses 7 to 9, real simple truths that I want us to apply these principles to our life this morning. As we continue to use and illustrate here Babylon as a woman, we see letter A, that she believed she could never fall. She believed that she could never fall. She believed that she was indestructible. Look what the Bible says in verse 7. The Bible says, "And thus sayest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things in thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it." You know, it's interesting, when God's people was brought into captivity in Babylon, the words of Isaiah and the words of God was brought there as well. And they had in their hands the very words of God that they would become a nation that would crumble under the Persians, under Cyrus. And yet the Bible says they did not put these words to their heart, because they believed that they were indestructible. They believed that they could never fall, that they could never stumble, that they would be a lady forever, a ruler, a queen, a place of high position. There is no way that we would ever fall, was their attitude. I'm sure everyone has this attitude in their life from time to time. I remember when I was 15 years old, when my dad passed away. I remember when he was when he went to the hospital. And I remember as a young man, I still remember what I was doing. I was playing road hockey in front of my house. And I remember a gentleman in our church, an older gentleman who was very close to my dad, had pulled his car up and wanted me to get inside. And he was telling me the seriousness of the situation, that my dad was in hospital and was very sick. And I remember, as he was talking, the whole time my attitude was, well, nothing's going to happen to him, because I know that things happen to other people and events happen to other people and other people's dads pass away. But that could never happen to me. That could never happen to our home. And that's often the attitude that we get when it comes to life, that it could never come here. It could never happen to me. No, the devil could never attack me. The devil could never hurt me. And And so we have this attitude that it would never be us, that we are indestructible, that we are much too mighty, we are much too strong, we are much too wise, we could never fall. And yet because of this very attitude within Babylon, and God mentions it in his holy word, that they did not even look to the result of their sin. They didn't even consider the prophecy in verse 6. They didn't lay these things in their heart, the scripture says. And this morning, I want to warn each of us to never have this attitude, to never think that we would never give in to temptation, that never think that we are beyond shipwrecking in our life, that the devil would never hurt me, or that we would never give in to that sin, or that we would never, ever do that. Listen, friends, we have to understand that we are all sinners today, and that we are all, in one moment of weakness, can fall beneath his weight. And that's why the Bible warns us. That's why the Bible says to be vigilant. That's why the Bible says to give diligence. That's why the Bible tells us to pay attention in our life, because in just one moment we can be what we never thought we'd ever be. And God says, pay attention. Chapter 1, verse 10, it says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, he shall never fall. And the Bible is talking about adding to your faith and being a growing Christian. It is dangerous when you become stagnant. It is dangerous when you stand still in your Christian life. You should be continually adding to your faith, having that confidence in the Lord's work in your life. The Bible says, give diligence. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, it says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Friend, listen to me. We need to be careful to think that we are indestructible. We need to be careful to think that we are untouchable by the devil, because families just like yours, and teens just like yours, and children just like yours, and mom and dads just like you, and Christians just like you have fallen, and we are not better than them. We need to be careful. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. It's important to never put ourselves in a position where we would fall victim to our own flesh. The Bible says, make no provision for your flesh. I'm talking this morning to moms and dads and who have small children and teens, to be careful with electronics and your children. The internet is a terrible place, a terrible place. You say, well, you don't trust your children. I don't even trust myself. God help us today to take heed, lest ye fall. There's a danger here. The Bible says that Babylon thought that they were indestructible. It could never happen to us. I see letter B, that she followed after pleasures. In verse number 8, the Bible says that they were given over to pleasures. The phrase here, that thou art given to pleasures, the thought is, O sensual one, is the idea. And here the Lord addresses her as though she had really overfeasted on the spoils of her life, that she lived carelessly with no thought of danger and no thought of tomorrow. The reality is that Babylon didn't care who she hurt. Babylon didn't care where she ended up. She only cared about following what she wanted. Her attitude was, I won't listen to anyone. I won't hear advice. I won't listen to reason. I just want what I want. And that was the direction of her life. You know, we use the expression, love is blind. You heard that before, right? I think that love is also dumb, by the way. The idea of love is blind is not speaking about true love, because true love is a choice. And we know that it's a verb and it's an action word, and it declares action in our life. Even when we are unlovable, God so loved that he gave. Amen. That's a wonderful thing. And that is what true love is all about. But often when two young people, they get caught up in this idea of love, it really is just an emotional excitement that they have, and it wears off, and they find someone else that they can have that emotional excitement with. And I know Hollywood is really parading that and promoting that. And, you know, dating is a sport in Hollywood. But listen, dating is to find the one that God has for you to marry. And that's the purpose of it.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
And yet oftentimes these two individuals, they don't listen to the advice of a loving mom and a loving dad who sees the entire situation and can see angles that they cannot see. And so what happens is they carelessly continue down that pathway of their own desire, and they follow after pleasure and not principle. And that's a dangerous thing when you follow after pleasure and not principle. And the Bible teaches us that Babylon was traveling after pleasures. Pleasure had become their gods. Pleasure had become their guide. And if we follow after pleasure, it always leads us to heartache, to destruction, to hurt. The Bible says she followed after pleasures, and then let her see, she didn't consider the end. The Bible says in verse number 8, therefore hear now this, that thou art given to pleasures, thou dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thy heart, I am, and there, and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither will I know the loss of children. Verse 9, but these two things shall come to thee in a moment and one day. The Bible says that she lifted up herself as the only one that is important. By the way, I was taught that in public school. Like, that's what our world teaches, that you're number one. It's all about you. It doesn't matter about anyone else. As long as you're happy, then you're okay. That is a terrible philosophy. A terrible philosophy. Because when you live your life for the pleasures of this world to fulfill your own sinful heart, it's like eating cotton candy. Have you ever had a big, giant handful of cotton candy and you threw it in your mouth and poof, it's gone? And you're like, where did it go? The reality is it doesn't satisfy. You can't have a meal with cotton candy. There's no substance to it. There's nothing there to fulfill your life. And Yet the Bible says that they live for themselves. It's all about me. That brings unhappy people. The Bible says that they live their life for themselves, to please themselves, and they didn't consider the end. That they didn't consider the direction of their life and the end of where it would bring them. I remember when I was, before I started working here at the church, I worked at an appliance store, and my job with another gentleman was to deliver appliances. And I remember the first day that I was on the job, we had this giant French door side-by-side fridge. This thing was massive. It was heavy. And we had to carry it up two flights of stairs. And so we had a fridge cart, and we put it on its side. And there was one gentleman at the on the bottom, and I was at the top, and I would push, and he would, or I would pull, and he would push. And we got it to the very top of those two flights of stairs. And we realized that it wouldn't fit through the door. We had to take it all the way back down. And I realized at that moment, I don't think delivering appliances is God's calling in my life. At the end of the day, we didn't consider the end. We were interested in the process, but we weren't so concerned about the product. And the Bible teaches us that they were interested in the process and they enjoyed the process. And yet they said, we would never lose our children. We would never become widows. No, this won't happen to us. And God says, in just a moment, in one day, it's all going to come to pass. You got to consider where you're heading in your life. Because the direction of your life always has a destination. And God has promised us we will reap what we sow. And so we notice, thirdly, in our message, the destination of Babylon. Where did their direction lead them in their life? Where did this attitude bring them? Well, the Bible says that it brought them to a dark place. The Bible teaches us that they would lose their children, that they would become a widow, that their life would be filled with sorrow. And yet the Bible says also that they would fall down to a powerless God. It says in the scripture that they did not trust the true God. And in fact, the Bible says they trusted in the occult. In verse 9, it says that they would look to sorceries and enchantments. And it really speaks here of the occult. It speaks of trusting in the power of the wicked one, of the devil. And I'm talking about mediums and magic today. In the Bible, it is always painted in a bad light. I know today that it is subtle in our world, and Hollywood presents it as good and wonderful, but magic in the Bible is always presented as something wicked and of the devil. And the Bible says that they looked to the devil for power and for guidance. And the Bible says that they would not prevail. God says there is no power in these things. In fact, the Bible says that they become a burden to them, all of their studying, all of their research, that they look to the astrologers and those who make predictions with the divisions of stars, and they look to the stargazers, those who make predictions from all of the stars. And then they look to the monthly prognosticators, those who make predictions by the new moons. And the Bible says in verse 13, he says, these things cannot deliver you. It's interesting today how our world is so concerned about their future. And we're always looking to see what our future holds. I'm so glad that God doesn't tell me my future. You know why? Because I can't handle it. I can't handle it. God, can you imagine in the moment you trust Christ as your Savior, God says, by the way, these are all the things that are going to happen in your life. From the moment you trusted Christ to the moment that you leave this earth, these are all the events of your life. That would be a burden. God says the just shall live by faith. We don't need to know the future. We just trust the God of the future. And we know he's in control, and we look to him every day, and we walk by faith one step at a time. And yet our world today is so concerned about the future. And the Bible says here that they cannot help you. They are corrupt and they are useless. And the Bible says they are not of God. We see not only a powerless God, but we see a pointless knowledge in verse 10. The Bible says in verse 10, "For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me." We find in this passage of scripture that all of their research and all of their studying and all of their knowledge would not make a difference. In fact, it's interesting because the Bible says it perverted them. You see, the Bible says that it kept them from seeing the true God in their life. And all of their research and all of their studying, the Bible says they could not see the Lord. They could not see the true God. The Bible says it actually hurt them and didn't help them. And Christians, I want us to understand that knowledge is a poor substitute for godliness. Listen, I think we should study to show ourselves approved, but studying doesn't make us godly people. The reality is that studying can actually hurt us and research can actually hurt us. It can drive us away from knowing God in a personal way. Understand today, I am all for studying the Bible, but I'm also for obeying the Bible and living the Bible every day of our life. The Bible says, now touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. But Paul said, knowledge puffeth up. It makes us proud. And we know that God does not bless a proud heart. He gives grace to the humble. You see, the reality is we want more than knowledge. We want to know more than just knowing about God. We want to know God. When the Apostle Paul said that I may know him, he wasn't talking about book learning. He was talking about experience. He said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Paul wanted to experience the power of God in his life. And we could read about people who had their prayers answered, and we can read about people who walked with God, or we can know him and experience that for ourselves. And that's what God wants us to do. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, "And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men," they weren't educated. They weren't men who were well researched in the Sanhedrin law. They were ignorant men. They were unlearned men. And yet they marveled and they took knowledge. Why? Because they knew that these men have been with Jesus. They walked with him every day of their life. The Bible teaches us in this passage of scripture that they had a perverse knowledge that kept them from seeing the true God of the Bible. I think for a moment of evolution and all these so-called scientists and studiers of the world and how all of that study has perverted them from seeing the true God who created the heavens and the earth. But lastly, let us see a promised end. The Bible says in verses 14 to 15 that they would be thrown into the fire as stubble. The thought there of stubble as sticks, as wood. And the Bible says that they would not be able to save themselves. That the fire, the flame would not warm oneself. It wasn't for something that you would gather around and enjoy the fire and have a coffee and talk around a fire. No, God says this flame would devour them. This is the fire of God's judgment. And all of the resources and allies of Babylon, and they were an established people and they had lots of resources. They had a high position. They had lots of allies. And God says in this passage of scripture that when the judgment of God comes, these allies will flee. They will run. And God says, no one will be able to help them. As we look at this passage of scripture, we're reminded of this important principle in our life, because I believe all the Bible is for our edification and we can learn from its truths. Babylon would be destroyed because of her pride and because of her focus. And I believe the Bible teaches us to guard ourselves today, because in one moment we can be where we never thought we'd be. And God says, listen, you cannot have the attitude, I can never fall. He's saying, take heed today. Don't allow the pleasures of your flesh to be your God and your guide. Protect your walk with God. Be proactive today. The Bible says to be sober and to be vigilant, because you're...
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.